This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A story now from the Everything is a Business Opportunity file. As we told you last month, Sears has filed for bankruptcy protection. It's going to close 150 or so Sears and Kmart stores across the country. And a lot of those stores are holding giant closeout sales, which is sad news for the 125-year-old retailer, but good news for those in the professional liquidation trade. Marketplace's Renata Sago takes us to Tampa, Florida, for a look at the business of closing a business.
The Sears store at University Mall in Tampa looks sort of like a garage sale, except with brand new products. Items are stacked on shelves in no particular order. Others are scattered across the sales floor with brightly colored handwritten price tags. Signs everywhere command, "Everything must go." Elliptical machines, 50% off. Tools, 30% off. Display cases for jewelry, sold. Sidney Mondesir stopped in as soon as he heard about the store closing.
I came for a toaster I saw earlier, but hey, it's gone.
He makes a slow stroll from appliances through nearly every section of the store, including men's clothes, where he finds something else he wants, a nice shirt.
I don't know how much they're going to give me this one. If it's not $3, I'm going to leave it.
Before discounted merchandise ends up in the hands of Mondesir and other shoppers, plans for store liquidations must go through a careful process, says Anthony Chikumba, managing director of Loop Capital Markets. In the case of a company like Sears going through Chapter 11 restructuring, they must be approved by three parties: the company's creditors, a federal bankruptcy court, and a third party that's appointed to squeeze as much money from the bankrupt company's assets as possible. That company for Sears is Abacus Advisors Group. It wouldn't comment for this story, but Chikumba says typically a restructuring firm tries to
figure out, you know, what combination of keeping stores open, liquidating stores, selling assets will maximize value for the debt holders at this point.
It's a legal process that can take months. Sears is about $5 billion in debt. To offset that, Chikumba says, merchandise sales are just the beginning. The brand itself could be sold off, as well as its real estate. It's all about answering the main question on creditors' minds.
Well, how am I going to get the most pennies on the dollar?
Sometimes that means bringing in merchandise liquidators like David Solomon, who runs the company Closeouts World in Fort Lauderdale. He says he's worked with Sears stores in the past, but isn't right now.
I've seen chain stores go out of business where the owners, the CEOs, have just been sitting and crying while their stores were being dismantled piece by piece.
Solomon says stores going out of business or restructuring firms will contact him and say, "We've got a certain amount of merchandise worth X amount, and either A, would you like to bid on it?
Or B, would you like to take the price that we're interested in and maybe give us somehow an understanding of, you know, are you going to be able to work with that price? Do you need to be a little bit lower?"
Solomon's the middleman between one store that's getting rid of merchandise and another in need of it. He buys in bulk at a discount and tries to sell items for more. His customers include other retailers, flea markets, even stores abroad. A lot of what he buys transits through here.
So this is our warehouse.
At any given moment, his warehouse is filled with pallets of all kinds of things, from designer jeans and shoes to plastic swords.
Here's a pallet of toys. You open this one up, little dinosaurs, little car sets.
He says he and other liquidators can make anywhere from 2 to 15%, depending on the product and volume.
The more merchandise that we buy, the better prices we get and the better prices our customers get as well.
The Sears store in liquidation has $6 million in merchandise, according to a store manager who wasn't authorized to talk. Sears declined to be interviewed, but in a statement said it would continue to honor warranties for products sold at its liquidation sales. In Fort Lauderdale, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.